Well, that's me just completing the 73rd six-pack in 6 months exercise routine. Yeah, this week we've got quite a good all-over body workout. It starts off with a couple of fairly easy-ish routines. Well, they are easy now, I guess. It's one's a deadlift with 10 kg. That's a bit of a lower back exercise and hamstring exercise. So that's pretty good. And you know, using a couple of bits of the body that perhaps you don't normally get to work out. Then we're into single leg burpees now. You know, when I first started on these burpees, they were really bad. But we did an exercise a few weeks back where you had to do a minute and a half, as many as you can. I was getting like 43 knocked out in the end. And this, so these single leg burpees, oh, they're tough. I've got the measure of those. It's just balancing, to be honest, on one leg that's proving to be the challenge. But anyway, it's getting better. And then the next one's one of these really quite grim ones. So it's 10 plank walks on each arm. And your arms get pretty tired after that because, you know, you're working hard. And then you've got to go into press up. And then when you come up, you jump up, put your arms in front of you, then push them wide again, and then you go straight down into nose onto the floor job. So there's no gap between sort of like going wide and then going, you know, locked out and then gradually lowering yourself down. You're straight from the middle down to the bottom position, then up, back into the middle, and then go down again. 12 might have been doing of those, but in fact, I did 10 on the first session today, and then it was like 8 and 8. But then after you've done that, when you've done your 8 or 10 or whatever many you've done, you've got to go down again and then hold in the low position. And then when you can't hold it anymore, try and push yourself up. And that's tough. That's tough when you've done the plank walks and you've done those exploding press-ups and you've got to do that. Oof. Anyway, they're hard. 3 sets of them. And then after that, put 5 kilograms between your legs and then do leg lifts. That's like laying on your back, your 5 kilogram between, held between your straight legs, lowering your legs down as far as you can go and then lifting the weight back up again. Now, lifting your legs up on their own is pretty tough when you start, but sticking 5 kilograms in between them, I tell you, it's not easy. But it certainly does work out your stomach muscle, I tell you. So the abs are looking pretty good. And then finally, each side oblique exercises, where basically it's side planks. So that's effectively you're laying on your side. And then what happens is you lift one, your elbow that's next to the floor. And basically what you do is you lift your body up so that it's horizontal with your feet still on the ground, but you're in a kind of side position. And then what you have to do is you have to push your hips into the air. And I've got 10 kilograms held against my chest here as well. 30 seconds each side times 3. So that's to strengthen up the obliques, which of course are very necessary to get the six pack. So anyway, about an hour and 2 sets of warm-up exercises as well. So about an hour and 10 minutes on the exercises, 10 minutes on the warm-up. So tomorrow's challenge is to try and get that down to an hour because I haven't got a lot of time tomorrow. Anyway, so yeah, 73rd set of exercises and 4 a week. So it's going pretty good. Still haven't got a picture for you peeps, but trust me, it's going okay. All right, that's me, over and out. Hope you enjoyed this slightly different report. I'm fed up with the writing, so this is I haven't used the audio booth for a little while, but I thought I might give it a spin again. Anyway, I will see you all soon. Bye now.